This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Just because Will Ferrell and his alter ego Ron Burgundy weren't everywhere enough during the all-out product placement and PR blitz that was the release of Anchorman 2, Paramount is going to release an entire second version of the film next Friday. Not DVD here, people. In theaters, they apparently had enough extra material to replace nearly every joke in the movie, 763 of them to be precise. David Weinberg is on it.
The official title of the movie is Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues, supersized R-rated version. Rolls right off the tongue. Anyway, the original Anchorman 2 was PG-13, which means you didn't get to see this version of the scene where Ron Burgundy and his pals smoke crack on air.
I love cocaine, so if this is anything like that...
Oh, then you're gonna love crack.
Wah, wah, wah. All right, moving right along. Movie studios generally like to avoid R ratings because they tend to make less money. But since the PG-13 version of Anchorman already came out, there's little risk in a theatrical release of an R-rated version, says RentTrack senior media analyst Paul DeGarbedian.
People who like Anchorman, they're not shy. I mean, audiences could totally handle an R-rated Ron Burgundy. There's no question about it. Probably would love to see that.
These days, it's common for studios to do a DVD release of an unrated version of a movie with raunchier jokes or more nudity, but it's never in theaters and never on this scale, replacing nearly all the jokes.
I think in some ways this is a first in the history of Hollywood.
Luis Cabral teaches economics at the NYU Stern School of Business. He says this type of joke overhaul wasn't even possible 10 to 20 years ago, but digital editing has changed that. But Cabral still doesn't expect this to become a trend. And while the new version is much longer than the original, the theatrical release is much shorter. It will only be in theaters for a week. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.